This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 232. You got to find out what you live for. Welcome everyone to this late night 5 Minute Friday. I'm in New York City on the corner of 4th and Jones Street near Greenwich Village. And I wanted to do this late night inspiration. I just went on a little ship, a little cruise ship around Ellis Island, then around over the Hudson River, all the way around the city. And as I was circling back around to see the New World Trade Center, I had a moment where I thought to myself, you know, a number of years ago, a lot of people died right in this very place. And so many of us never know when that moment's going to be. We never know when that could be for us. It could be an accident that happens. It could be a terrorist attack. It could be just that it's our last day. It could be we're 100 and something years old and it's our last day. We never know when that's going to be and when that moment will arise for us. And so many of us, I see it all the time, so many of us go through life frustrated, upset, confused, worried, scared about the future, scared about not being able to have enough, scared about, you know, what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. And we do it in a way that we are not living our dreams. We don't know what we're living for. And I think about those men and women that died that day a number of years ago on 9/11, who maybe they weren't happy. Maybe they weren't living the way they always wanted to live. Maybe they weren't going after their dreams. And it makes me sad that so many people are still going about their day-to-day and not doing the thing that they're called to do. You know, as I'm walking around this city and I'm thinking of the saying, if you can do it here, you can do it anywhere, right? If you can make it here in New York City, you can make it anywhere. And I remember the dream I had a number of years ago where I said, one day when I make enough money, I'm going to go to New York City and try to conquer and achieve my dreams. And I was broke on my sister's couch. I had no clue what I was going to do, but I made it happen. I had this dream to go here and chase this Olympic dream of making the USA national handball team and having the chance to go to the Olympics. Now, we didn't qualify in 2012, and didn't qualify this time in 2016, but I'm going after my dream anyways, and it makes me feel so alive to go after it on a daily basis. I had a dream to write a book. I've got a book coming out, and it's been a process. It's been a journey. It's been a struggle. There's been challenges. Yes, it's been challenging and difficult and hard, but at least I'm going after my dream. And so many people don't know what they live for. Maybe they do know what they live for, which is even worse, and they don't go after it. So what I want to share with you guys today is to go after that dream. Even if you're not sure how to make it happen, you got to take the first step. You got to think about, what is that first step I can take? The first step is to find someone who's already achieved that dream or who's living it right now. You got to find someone that you believe in, that you're inspired by, who's got a positive attitude, a positive energy, and you've got to connect with them. You've got to follow them. You've got to study them. You've got to research them. You've got to see, read all the books about them. You got to listen to all their interviews to learn what they have done. Then I want you to embody them. I want you to become their energy. I want you to think, breathe, sleep their energy on a daily basis and be it on a daily basis. I don't care if you're not making the millions, if you're not playing in the Olympics, if you don't have the business yet, if you haven't raised the money, if you don't have the family, the girlfriend, the boyfriend. I don't care if you're not there yet. I want you to think about, what's the step of getting there? And that's first being it. That's believing that you can do it. That's being it on a daily basis, embodying who you want to become. It's not going to happen overnight. Again, the journey of me to getting to where I'm at now has really been an 8-year journey. And I feel like I'm barely scratching the surface. But I took risks along the way. I took a huge risk and moved to New York City, having no clue where I was going to live, what I was going to do. I didn't have any friends, had no idea. But I knew that I wanted to live my dreams and at least go for it, so I didn't die one day regretting that I didn't go for my dreams. I didn't want to end and have everything be done when I didn't know it was going to be over, and at least say, you know what, I went for it. I went for it. We've only got one shot. We've got one life that we're aware of in this body, and I want you to go for it. So I want you to think about, what is it that I'm avoiding that is my dream? What is it I really want to do? Have I gone for it? If not, I want you to step up. I want you to think to yourself, I got to go to that place where if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. And I want you to challenge yourself to say, am I living a life going after what I want? Am I doing the things that make me feel alive? if this was my last day and I got to ask myself, have I gone after everything I've done? I want you to ask yourself that question, because that's what's most important. This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 232. Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm in the streets of New York City. This is on the iPhone, so if the audio didn't sound as good today, if you heard lots of noises, that's because I'm on my phone and felt inspired to connect and bring this to you right here, not in the recording studio, not edited, not all this other stuff behind it, but really live on my phone. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please share this with your friends. Again, lewishouse.com/232. Share it out on social media to someone who needs to hear this. Please give it to them. And please ask yourself that question. Have I done everything I want to do, or am I at least taking the steps to make it happen? If so, congratulations. Keep going to inspire those around you. If not, figure out what you're going to do to take that first step and make it. Thank you guys so much. I hope you have an incredible day, night, evening, wherever you are in the world. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.